So be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
We're not ashamed of a God that we represent here, amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. We're not ashamed of that name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I will give thanks to Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to Thee among the nations. Thy steadfast love is great, to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. So be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over.
Come on, let's get our eyes off man this morning and onto Jesus.
So be exalted,
oh my God, our worthy Lord, worthy is the Lamb. Let your glory be over all the earth. Jesus, let your glory be over all the earth. Hallelujah. Lord, let your glory be over all the earth.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord forever. His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Hallelujah!
Worship His Majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority flows from His throne unto His throne. His anthem raise, so exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorify, King of all kings. Jesus is our healer, amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you've already overcome the enemy of our soul. Hallelujah. And we can stand complete in you today, Lord, in the victory that you've won for us. Hallelujah. There are good reports coming in of people that are recovering and have recovered, and God is healing, and he's just setting things in order in his house. Amen. You know, we talk about the nation and the situation in the nation. Well, God says it begins at the house of God. Yes. Amen? Amen? It begins with us. So we got to get our house in order. Amen? We need to be that salt, that influence, that light in this world. And yes, we do need to step out. Step out for Jesus. Amen? If he's out on the water, get out on the water with him. Get out of your comfort zone. Amen? You'll find him there. Hallelujah. It's about getting past self, isn't it? Hallelujah. So we need to be so immersed, so filled, so baptized, if you will, with the Holy Spirit, that our insecurities are overcome by the power of God. Amen? And we'll have divine confidence in stepping out and speaking out for Jesus. There's no fear in love. Amen? In perfect love, it casts out all fear. So, if we find ourselves feeling weak and sheepish, we just need to get more Jesus, amen? Hallelujah. We need to have an overflowing tank here, amen? And he'll overcome our weakness, our insecurities, our inabilities, amen? He'll come through with his ability, hallelujah, because, you know, he's who the world needs, right? Amen. We're not presenting ourselves. We're presenting Christ to the world. Amen. And that's the Holy Spirit. He speaks. Amen. And he always draws attention to who? Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord for this day he's given us. We've been given another day. Every day is a gift. Every day is a blessing. And every day you can be a blessing. You have to choose to be a blessing, though. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to get right into the word this morning. Does anybody have anything that you feel is pressing on your heart that needs to be said? Okay. I don't know about you, but I'm just grateful to be here, you know, with God's people, singing praises and how glorious it is, and especially when we're together in unity. Amen. How good and how pleasant it is. And Lord, thank you for your presence today. Thank you for your faithfulness. You're with us, Lord, just like you always promise. You don't change. You don't change your mind about us, Lord. Thank you that you haven't given up on us. You haven't forsaken us. Amen. How many know that even when we're not faithful, he is? Amen. And that's why we can trust him. We can run to him. Amen. And know that he receives us. How many know that when the prodigal son came to himself and he returned to his father's house, amen, the father ran to do what? To embrace him. That's the heart of God. Amen. And then the prodigal realized, you know what? Life is good in the father's house. Man, I didn't realize what I was missing until I didn't have it. But he realized that when he came home, you know, the father actually still loved him and still embraced him and welcomed him. Because in his mind, he was thinking, well, I could at least be a hired servant, you know. But God had something superior, something better. Because he was a son. Therefore, he was welcomed into the household. You will worship what you esteem. Title of the message, you will worship what you esteem. we will submit ourselves to what we esteem. If we esteem the will of God, we will submit ourselves to the will of God. If we truly esteem the will of God for our lives, then we will seek the will of God for our lives. You will worship what you esteem. Matthew 6:19, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Jesus said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Do we really believe that prayer is important?
Yes.
Amen. Of course, right? Because prayer is you and I exercising our legal authority in Christ on earth to invoke heaven's influence on the earth. God created us in the beginning, right, for fellowship. He placed man in the garden and he gave him dominion over the earth realm. So we need to believe God's purposes are more important than ours, than our plans. We need to believe that his will is superior to ours. Otherwise, you won't pursue his will. You'll just seek after your own will. How many know that naming and claiming things according to your will doesn't work? However, 1 John 5:14, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, what? According to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when we hear the word of God, amen, faith is also coupled with the word. It's spoken, amen, in our hearts. So we can believe that if God said it, he's going to do it. If it's God's will, it's God's will. Amen. If it's God's will, it's God's will. He's going to provide for that. A lot of times we're saying, Lord, would you bless what I want to do? And a wise man once said, I won't quote who it was, but discover what God is doing and do that because it's already blessed. That's good advice, right? That was Sting. No, it wasn't Sting. It was U2. It's one of them guys, yeah. The leader of U2. Bonham, yeah. Bono, thank you. I know I get it straight. While I was, together we have a whole mind, right? Or at least I do. But, you know, just because somebody's not necessarily living or really walking with the Lord doesn't mean that God can't speak through them. Right? God can use a donkey if he wants to. I mean, he uses us, right? He uses me. But we have to listen to what God is saying. And we need to discover what God is doing, because if we will partner with him in what he's doing, it's already blessed. You don't have to ask God to bless what he has authorized you to do. You don't have to ask God to bless what he has authorized you to do. If you do what he tells you to do, it will be blessed. Amen. It will have his stamp of approval on it. Amen? Amen. God will confirm his word, but not necessarily our word. And sometimes we just think, well, God, certainly you want what I want. And sometimes we get upset with God because he doesn't do things the way we think he should. As if somehow we're smarter than he is, right? But God partners with man in accomplishing his purposes on the earth. So, you know, who else is looking for someone to cooperate with? And that is Satan. Right? He wants people to cooperate with him in opposing the will of God in the earth. But how many know he's never going to succeed? Only for a season? He's got a shelf life, amen? But those who do the will of God abide forever, amen, because the word of God is eternal. But we were never created, amen, to live and operate independent of our Creator. So whenever we choose our own path, apart from the Lord's will, there's going to be problems. Imagine that. How many have discovered that already? That there are problems when you decide to do things my way without acknowledging the Lord, amen, and involving Him in your plans. So what does Satan do? Satan wants to esteem the lesser things of this world above the things of God. Because again, what you esteem is what you will worship. So he wants to esteem the lesser things to appear greater than what God is offering. Because he wants the worship. He wants to take the place of God. Moses grew up in all the privileges and the comforts of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. Yet Moses came to the realization that what the Lord was calling him to was eternal and superior to anything that the world could offer him. And he had all the privileges and all the luxuries of Egypt. He came to the realization that this sin-sick world could never satisfy the deepest longing of his heart. Fellowship with God was more important to him. And that's where we all need to be. We need to come to the realization that we were actually created for Him. Amen. We were designed for a relationship with our Creator. And if we're not abiding in Him, we're not abiding in our purpose. Hebrews 11:24, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked, what? To the reward. So Satan wants to make what himself look bigger and more attractive, amen, than the Lord. That's what he does. He magnifies evil to make it appear bigger and more attractive than it actually is. He's a master of disguises. He's a counterfeiter. So we often, the media exaggerates and sensationalizes things to present an agenda they want you to believe and support. How many know that's true? They exaggerate and sensationalize things to present an agenda that they want you to believe and support. See, Satan wants to discourage God's people. He wants to take the fight out of us. He knows no one will fight to win if they don't believe victory is possible. How many know that what we believe is very important? You see, if we believe our hope is gone, then we will give up the fight. If we believe America is beyond saving, then we will not fight for this nation. If you don't believe your family is able to be saved, then you'll give up the fight. He wants to discourage you in your prayer. Well, you're just wasting your time. God's not hearing your prayers. So he's trying to abort the purpose of God. He uses discouragement, doesn't he? The economy. There's another one. How many know the media has a great psychological effect on what happens with the markets? All right, they present a scenario in people's minds of, oh my goodness, you know, this stock is not going to make it. I better get out of here. I better change, right, what I'm investing in. And so people are controlled. The market is controlled by the media so often and what is being presented as facts, even though it may just be a complete hoax. But people are easy to believe what they hear, and especially what we see. And how many know things are not always the way they appear, right? But the enemy is a master of disguise, and he dresses himself up to be something he's really not, because Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's defeated him. Amen. He stripped him of his panoply. He's a defeated foe. And now the Lord has called you and I, amen, to enforce that victory in our lives and to live, amen, in the abundance of what Jesus has provided freely through us, to us by His Holy Spirit. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, people will not invest in a stock that is failing. So if it appears that this stock is failing because of the propaganda machine, even though it might not be, but people believe so often what they hear and what they see. And so they get scared and they quit investing. No one wants to invest in a failing economy, right? Nobody here wants to, I would assume, invest in a bank that's going bankrupt. That's what this world is like. Amen? This world and the things of this world are passing away. Amen? So we have to ask the question, what am I going to spend myself on, my life on? Where am I going to invest myself? What's really important? What matters in eternity? How many can look back in your life and see and think about all the things that you once had that are now in the garbage heap somewhere? Because they wore out. They lost their luster, or they end up going into the Goodwill or someplace because you just get tired of it. Why? Because it lost its luster, because that's the way the world is. It's a fading thing, isn't it? But God is calling us to something superior, something much better. Hallelujah. Something that is of eternal value. The devil wants us to believe that the problems we face in life are too great and there's no hope. So why bother? You see, some people have given into that lie. They've quit praying for people. They've quit standing up for people, amen, because they just believe, well, they're never going to change. I don't know about you, but I know some people thought that about me at one time in life. But God. He didn't give up. We need to stand in the gap and we need to continue to press on in prayer and believe, amen, until we see. Because in due season you shall reap if you don't lose heart. The devil wants to rob you of your confidence by presenting a lie of hopelessness, that it's just hopeless, so why bother? He knows that if we persevere in faith, that we will see the evidence of our faith. Because faith has evidence. Faith, true faith, has substance. Addictions. If your faith is in the addiction, you'll serve the addiction. Come on. The enemy wants to esteem the addiction, see, above God. If your faith is in the power of God, you'll overcome the addiction. You see, you will worship what you esteem. What you esteem, you will worship. So the enemy wants to esteem sin. He wants to esteem evil. He wants to esteem and draw attention to all the things he's doing. So we get our eyes off the Lord and we start to say, oh my goodness, look how bad things are. Look what he's doing. Come on. Because what is he trying to do? He's trying to shrink us in our faith and cause discouragement and hopelessness to enter in so that we will say it's just too far gone. There's people that have given up on America. I'm not giving up on our nation. Some people say it's too far gone. We might as well just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Come on, that's the world's mentality. But as his people, we have been assigned stewards over this land. Amen. So we should be standing in the gap on behalf of our nation, storming heaven and praying God to intervene. Amen. And God wants you and I to be salt and light, to be influencers in this world. Amen. And be the example, amen, that we should be. If my people. Yeah. You see? I mean, we can talk and vent and fret. about all the stuff that's going on. Amen. But what we need to say is, Lord, what do you want me to do about it? What can I do? What is your will for my life? What is your strategy for this thing? Seek the Lord and His will, you see, for your life. And then when you receive a word from the Lord, you act upon that word, and God will always, not sometimes, confirm His word. If it is a word from the Lord, there will be fruit, good fruit. There will be results. If it's something that you conjured up in your own imagination, well, that's not necessarily going to produce any fruit. Come on, we all have ideas. We all have opinions, amen? But what we need to do is hear from the Lord. Lord, what are you saying to me? What is your plan for my life? Where am I to invest myself? Knowing I can't keep my life, amen, in this world. It's passing away. We're all passing away, aren't we? Our bodies are wearing out. Amen? So we need to find out what the will of the Lord is. Join Him in that because it's already blessed, amen, and it will bear fruit unto eternal life. Hallelujah. That's the best investment of your life, isn't it? To live your life for Jesus. Don't waste your life. See, while the devil magnifies evil, we are called to magnify the Lord. Psalms 34:3, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Magnify means enlarge. It means to enlarge or make a boast in. We are to enlarge or make a boast in who? The Lord. And let us exalt. Exalt means to lift up or set on high His name. All right? So we give God the highest place in our minds. You see, a lot of the battle is in our imagination, isn't it? And the enemy is very slick. He's very good at presenting images. They may not be completely true, amen? He likes to twist things and exaggerate things and make things look worse than they actually are. Because again, he's trying to get us to esteem him above God. That somehow he's the one in charge and God is not. Somebody say amen. We know our God is on the throne. We know Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. See, our faith needs to be in the power of God. Paul wanted people to trust in the power of God and not the power of sin. How many have heard this one? 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Your faith where? In the power of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What are the weapons? Well, we have given the name of Jesus, amen. We have the word of God, and we have the word of our testimony. So again, the enemy is trying to esteem evil, to magnify evil. But God says, shift away from what he's doing and magnify the Lord. And let us exalt his name, amen. So that the enemy's not getting in our minds, getting in our head, come on, and causing us to shrink in our faith. Because now we're esteeming the things he's doing above what God's doing. Is that making sense? Exalt the Lord. It means to enlarge, promote, make a boast in. All right? A lot of times the problems we're having are based upon the fact that we're not believing that God is capable or even willing. So Psalms 21:13 says, be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. So singing, praising God, boasting in God is how we exalt him. Are you doing that? Are you singing? Are you giving God praise? How many know praise is not something that you think about? I'm thinking about praising right now. No, praise is audible. Somebody say, praise is audible.
Praise.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how you do it right there. We magnify the Lord. How great is our God.
Amen.
Sing with me. How great is our God. Magnify the Lord with me and exalt His name. Amen. So that your faith soars above the world and the things of the enemy. Amen. So you're seeing things from an eagle's eye perspective. Amen? See, we need to shrink the devil and magnify the Lord in our minds. What the devil does is he gets us to shrink God in our minds. We will believe, amen, and we will declare with our mouths what we believe in our hearts. What does the Holy Spirit do? He motivates our hearts to do what? To magnify, to exalt the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit touches your heart, you just say, hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Remember, as Peter was testifying to the outpouring on Pentecost, this is at Caesarea, the Holy Spirit fell on the listeners as he was testifying of what God had done previous to this. Acts 10:44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. How did they know? Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and what? And magnify God. What does the Holy Spirit do? He motivates us. Amen. To what? To esteem the things of the Lord. To look to Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will also magnify and exalt the Lord. Amen. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will give praise to God. Well, if I have to. It's not like that. Amen. When you're filled, man, you're just like, you're letting it go. Hallelujah. Amen. When God does something good for your life, what do? You say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, again, the devil wants to shrink God in our minds and exalt himself instead. And if he can succeed in doing this, then he can win a victory over you. How many know that a powerless, lukewarm church can also help him enforce his lies? Well, I went to that church, you know, and they didn't have any answers. Come on. There was nothing happening in that place. No one is getting saved or healed or delivered. There's no joy. That's right. No victory in the camp. Come on. Let me tell you, I know all about that. And there was time in my life where I was looking for answers. I was looking for some hope somewhere. Amen. Something authentic, because, you know, the enemy was offering all kinds of options, and there are all kinds of options available. Amen. In the occult world. Right. And so I said, I need something real. I need something authentic. And I went to this church and it was so dead. And I walked out of there thinking, you know what? They don't have any answers. Who does? Oh, the New Age movement came along. Here's an answer for you. Something supernatural going on over here. Come on. We are supernatural people. Amen. We have a supernatural God. Amen. And we should be open. Amen. To the power and the moving of God's Spirit. Amen. God does signs and wonders and miracles and healing and deliverance today. He's the same. Amen. He hasn't changed. Amen. But if the devil can shrink in our minds our God and magnify the problem, we're going to put more faith in the sickness than we are in the healer.
Amen.
Come on. When we ask, nothing doubting, believing, God is bigger. God is able.
Yes.
He can do all things. Jesus said, nothing is impossible for them that believe. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
That's what he said. Who's the authority? Jesus. Amen. So we got to take those thoughts captive that would contradict that. And we get ready to pray for somebody. Amen. We should be believing that something good is going to happen. Amen. It says they shall recover. They might get healed instantly, or they may get healed on the way home, or in a week or so, who knows? But we pray, we believe, we expect, amen, and we give it to God. And we got to get over our ego, get over ourselves. Well, what if nothing happens? Get over you. Just believe God. Put yourself out there, amen, for Jesus. Watch what will happen. And yeah, you're going to make a nosedive a few times. And that's part of learning and growing too, right? We make mistakes. Amen. I'd rather have somebody that's willing to step out for Jesus and make some mistakes but learn from it than someone that's always going to sit in the boat and do nothing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's time to get out of the boat. Amen.
Amen.
Where do you find yourself? Where's your influence? Where's your home? You have family, you have children, you have grandchildren, amen. There's your mission field right there. Where do you work? There's your mission field right there. Where do you live? Where do you walk? Where do you go? There's your mission field, amen. Just being available for God to use however He wants to. But be available and be ready to respond to His voice when He's prompting you in your faith to step out for Him. Because God will never prompt you in your faith without backing it up. But again, a lukewarm church does not help, and that's why God detests it. Come on. It does not represent who He is, a God of power, God of love. Again, man worships what he esteems. So if you esteem this world, that's what you're going to worship. Amen. You worship your flesh. You'll worship the devil.
Amen.
Whatever you esteem, you're going to bow down to it.
Right.
But if you esteem the Lord, you will worship and obey Him.
Amen.
If you esteem wealth, you'll worship money. If you esteem sports, you'll worship sports.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I'm going to have an altar call right now.
Yeah.
If you esteem celebrities, rock bands, whatever, actors, actresses. Or if you esteem popularity, I just want to be popular. Or I might want to be good looking. I'll go to the nip and tuck person. Or anything else above God. That is what you will worship. If you esteem any of these things, listen, any of these things can easily take God's place in your heart. And the Bible calls that an idol. What you esteem, you will worship. God must have preeminence. He must have first in our lives. Amen. The will of God needs to be our highest goal. We were created with a purpose, a God-given purpose. Amen. To discover and amen, and esteem that will of God for my life as more important than any of my plans. Because my plans, amen, may not necessarily line up with God's plans.
Amen.
And I don't want to waste myself on my plans if they're going to be fruitless in the end. Heard people say at the end of their life, well, I lived a good life. I had a good life. I traveled the world. I did all these things. I went to all these smorgasbords and I was a connoisseur of restaurants, and I went to all these golf courses and played all this golf. And come on, should I go on? But I'm saying, but what did you do for Jesus? What did you do that has an eternal value? Come on now. You see how the enemy esteems these things so that we will bow down and worship these things, these lesser things, and rob us of our inheritance. He's a thief. Jesus said, store up for yourself treasure in heaven. Live your life for what will be. Amen. Even as Moses was even willing to suffer with the children of God, the people of God. Amen. For a season, because he knew that there was a promise of a better resurrection for him, a better future someday. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if my heart is after these other things, if I'm esteeming these things, not that they're necessarily evil, all these things that we mentioned, amen, but it can become an idol very easily, amen, and a distraction away from what God has for your life. See, He wants to share His kingdom with us. He wants you to have an abundant welcome into heaven. Amen? We all want to hear Jesus say, well done, don't we? So if you esteem the Lord, it means that you will place Him at the highest place in your heart. He is at the highest place in my life. God first. Seek first the kingdom of God. Come on. Above everything else. And His righteousness, right? Yeah. Jeremiah, this Old Testament, he said, 17:5, he says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land which is not inhabited. Let's translate that into our experience today. It's talking about a refreshing in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you know what? If we esteem the things of the world above the things of God, we will live in a parched place in our spirit. Come on. God wants us to be refreshed in Him, filled with Him. Amen. Rejoicing in Him, living victorious over this world in Him. Jeremiah 17:7, however, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters. How many know this? Which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Staying plugged in. Esteeming the things of the Lord above everything else. Because you're going to submit yourself to what you esteem. But if you esteem the Lord, you will worship and serve Him. If you esteem yourself, you will worship yourself. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. So if we esteem the will of God in our lives, then we will seek the will of God for our lives. And that means we must forsake every idol and listen to every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth. High things. The enemy wants to come in with other things, to esteem other things in our minds, in our imaginations, to get us to chase after things that are fruitless, that will never really satisfy, but have the appearance of something that will make you happy. How many know that sin is attractive, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't be tempted by it. But in the end, it's the way of death, isn't it? It produces death. Jesus overcame that for us. Hallelujah. He's brought us into His victory. Amen. And so we can overcome by the power of God. Amen. In our lives. Hallelujah. But we have to understand something, that we cannot allow anything or anyone to take the place of God in our lives, including family. See, a lot of people won't obey God because of their wife or their husband. They have a different idea. We have to make it, and Jesus and I are in agreement with this in our own household. If it's God's will, it's going to be done. Amen? Whether we agree with it or not, Jesus first is in our household. Hallelujah. And that's a blessed life. Amen? That's an abundant life. That's an overflowing life. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm having more fun in my life than ever. Anything the world ever offered me. Amen. I mean, there's a joy. It's a joy unspeakable. How do you explain it? You can't express it really adequately. But it's a joy that only comes from God. Amen. But it's living for self. Amen. And not living a selfless life and not, you know, living for self. But God wants each one of us to enjoy the life that He's made available to us in Him. And we have to understand, again, What he offers us is superior to anything that we think we want for ourselves. Isn't that true? If you believe that, then you will live that. If you believe that, then you will seek his will for your life. But if there are other things, other idols, other things that have a higher esteem in your heart than Jesus, then you will bow down to those things and deny the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So God is calling his church to forsake all idols. That's what 1 John was telling us. Amen. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. That's how he closed out his book. Amen. So, what do you think? Are we ready for Jesus? Are we ready for him? Are we willing to take the time to pray, to seek the Lord and say, Lord, what is it you have for my life? That's what I want to pursue. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be distracted or detoured by the enemy, by things that are really not the way they appear. But I want to live out the will of God. Come on. We spent enough time in the past, haven't we? Living according to this world. Amen. It's time to hit the reset on all that. Amen. And let's join with Jesus.
Amen.
And let's live the rest of our days for him and for his glory. Keep your eyes upon him. Amen. And his grace will be there for you. Amen. If you will discover what God is doing and you will partner with him in that, guess what? Your life will be blessed because his will is already blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage you this morning about this. Don't let the devil rob you of your inheritance. Don't let him waste your life, amen, by pursuing vain things that don't satisfy. Discover the will of God for your life. Commit yourself to him who is faithful and true. And he will help you to accomplish that which he's called you to do. Because God is looking for laborers. He's looking for partners. He's looking for someone who will commit themselves to him and to his will in this world. Are we willing? If we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land.
Amen.
Our lives will be refreshed in him. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of my Father and to complete the work that he gave me to do." He says, "I'm satisfied in my Father's will." Hallelujah. Your life will be filled with Jesus. Amen. As you give him everything. It's an exchange. The inferior for the superior. The lesser for the greater. I want to serve Jesus. How about you? So Lord, we look to you this morning. And we pray, Lord, that this word will burn in our spirit and our hearts. Bring transformation of our thinking and our minds today, Lord God. That, Lord God, our hearts will be motivated by the love of God within us. Lord, we pray that you will take and have the highest place in us, Lord. We place you in the highest place, for you are the great high priest. And Lord, we will submit ourselves and to worship you and to follow you, Lord, to obey you, Lord God. We're asking that you grant us the ability, grant us the grace, grant us the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We want our hearts, Lord, to be flooded with your love. We want to be motivated by your love, Father. Your love for people. Your love for the lost. Use us for your glory in the coming days. Lord, make us strong in your might. Make us bold for you, Lord. We want to live our lives for you. We want to run this race, Lord, with perseverance. God, we're getting back in this race. We're getting back on course. God, we're looking to you. Help us, Jesus. Grant us the help we need right now, the strength we need, the grace we need, the mercy we need. In Jesus' name, stir us, Lord. Awaken our hearts to life, the fire of God, the fire of the Holy One burn in us. Burn in me, Lord. Burn in me, I say. That the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Hey! Jesus! Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.